I am a Christian. I'm a son of God. I belong to Jesus Christ. There is no other God beside Him. And I don't care who you are, there is no other way to heaven beside Jesus Christ. You should not be ashamed of that. You know, I think about the talk shows. I'm amazed at the supposedly Christian men, pastors of big churches, that'll get on television and they'll be on some kind of a worldly talk show, like Larry King or whoever. And Larry King will ask the question, do you believe that there's only one way to heaven? And the preacher will say, well, you know, I'm not going to answer that. I'm just going to let God be the judge of that. All I got to say for pastors like that, you got a problem. You have a problem. I don't think that makes God happy, do you? I don't believe that at all. But I've seen those men do that. Larry King always asked people, you know, do you believe in God? You know, it's just like here a while back, there was a revival going on in Florida, of which I believe was a false revival. You may disagree with me, but some of the things they were doing in that revival, you know, I didn't agree with it. Some of the things that happened, I didn't agree with it. So they were confessing that many people were getting healed down there, and so they sent a team of people down there to investigate, and they wanted to know names and addresses of anybody who got healed. They couldn't produce one. Not one. Not one. And I thought, you know, I wonder why that team of investigators is not here. I've got hundreds of people. I can give you names and addresses. I can give you two DVDs back there that's got 16 30-minute shows called Testimonies of Miraculous Healings. There's everything from every kind of healing to miracles and wonders. Johnny Brumfield, we start out with Johnny as the very first one. How many in here has ever heard of Johnny Brumfield's testimony? Okay, a few of you have, some of you have not. This guy, 5 or 6 years ago, down in Manny, Louisiana, that guy came in a wheelchair. They took him out of the wheelchair and set him on the front row because he had steel braces from his waist down to his ankles. And when I got through preaching, I went over and asked him a question. I said, what happened to you? And he said, 21 months ago, a big tree fell across a tractor I was driving and crushed both of my legs. He said, it took him an hour and a half to cut me out from under that tree and care flighted me to Shreveport, Louisiana. And I was in ICU 30 days and had done many surgeries on me, put pins, plates, screws, and everything else in my legs. But he said, I've never walked a step since, and the doctors say, I'll never walk again. I said, you know, Jesus made us an awesome promise in John 14, 13, and 14. I want you to see this scripture. Let's go to this, John 14, 13, and 14. You can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it, because the work of the Son brings glory to the Father. Yes, ask anything in my name, and I will do it. What do we do with that as Christians? We stand on it. That's exactly right. I told him, I said, sir, do you believe that? And this was the words that come out of his mouth. I am a Southern Baptist, and if it's written in that book, I believe it. Well, now, that's a pretty good declaration, isn't it? If it's written in that book, I believe it. I said, okay. I knelt down in front of the man and I said, I'm going to pray for you. And I laid my hands on his knees and I said, Father, according to John 14, 13, 14, I ask you to give this man, which I didn't even know his name. I said, I ask you to give this man two new legs. I said, hey, thank you, Lord. It's done. I said, do you believe that? He said, I do. I said, then take the steel off and stand up and walk. And he didn't say, well, I'll try it when I get home or maybe. He said, okay. He took the steel off and threw it in the floor. And I said, now stand up. He reached down and pulled his knees up under him to bend them. I reached down and got his hand, started to pick him up. And as soon as he put weight on his knees, he said, oh, Mr. Scribner, it hurts. I said, I know it's going to hurt, but don't believe the pain. Get up in the name of Jesus. I jerked him up straight up. And when he's standing straight up now, I can see the doubt and unbelief just fixing to overtake him. So I jerked him. I said, come on, take a step. So he took a step. And I said, come on, take another one. And then I did, third time, I told him, I turned him loose. I said, you can walk. You're on your own. And the guy walked from over there around the podium three times, and then he realized he was walking. He broke running, hands raised, screaming, God is awesome, as he ran to the back of the church and all the way back to the front. Johnny Brumfield is still totally healed today. Do we serve an awesome God? I mean, He's awesome. Now, if we could all walk in that kind of a demonstration of the Spirit's power, would you have any problem with some professor standing up and saying, you know, you're an idiot, I don't believe in your God? That wouldn't intimidate me at all. Not at all. In fact, I sat down on an airplane the other day coming from Houston, and there was a guy, looked like middle-aged guy, 40, 50 years old, and he was studying a biology book of some kind. And I thought, well, I wonder if he's going to school or he's a professor. I thought, you know, I start out asking him if he's a professor. I wouldn't want to ask him if he's going to school at his age, you know. So I know some do. I said, are you a professor or something in the university? He said, yes, I am, University of Colorado. And I said, oh, good. And I said, isn't it wonderful? He had his book open to all this stuff, and you see in all the cutaways of all the plants and everything. And I says, isn't it wonderful how God made all that? He said, I don't believe that. I said, you don't believe what? He said, I don't believe God made that. I said, where do you think that came from? He said, that plant came from a seed. I said, okay, so where'd the seed come from? He said, another seed. I said, okay, somewhere back here we got to have a beginning. Where did the first seed come from? He said, well, it just happened. I said, yeah, sure. Just happened. Something that magnificent just happened? And so I talked to him for an hour from Dallas, from Houston to Dallas. When I got off the airplane here, as we're taxiing in, I said, well, sir, I only got one thing to say. The Word of God's proved itself to me again one more time today. He said, what do you mean? I said, the Word of God says, only a fool says in his heart there is no God. And I said, I met one today. He's a fool. The Word of God calls him a fool. Only a fool says in his heart, there is no God. You know, so you need to be bold with the Word of God. You need to know your God. You need to know He's real. And you need to know these principles are there. They're yours to stand on. And that God will do what He says. Now then, when we see that we can ask for anything there, this is under the new covenant. This is John 14, 13 and 14. But you got to know your God. It just don't accidentally happen, does it? You got to know who your God is. You got to get in His Word to see Him do these kind of things. Now then, let's go back to that Romans 10, 8 and 9 one more time. And let's look at this. I want to show you what is available. I want you to really get this in your heart today. I want you to see how to receive Jesus as your personal healer under today's covenant. We got an awesome covenant today of Jesus. He died on the cross, arose again the third day, so that He take away all of our sins and all of our sickness and all of our disease, if we only know it. But I didn't know it. But when I finally got a hold of this, for if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. I will be healed. I will be sozoed. I will be made whole. I will be delivered. I will be preserved. So when I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm more confused than I've ever been. According to this, if I confess with my mouth that I am healed, I am healed. I said, so Lord, if that's true, why have I been sick so many times since I was 11 when I made You my Lord, my Savior? He said, I'm a faith God. Without faith, it's impossible to please Me. He said, you have never received Me as your healer by faith in My Word. Now then, I've got the Word in my heart. So I kneel down there on the floor. I said, I see it, Lord. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive You not only as my Savior, which I did when I was 11, but now today, many years later, the same verses, I am receiving You as my personal healer and my deliverer. And from this day forth, I am not ever going to be sick again. And so I thanked Him and praised Him, and I got up, and the next day I walked into my workplace praising the Lord. One Baptist preacher worked in there, and then everybody was some kind of a mediocre Christian. I walked in and said, praise God, girls and gals, you're looking at a guy that ain't never going to have another sick day. You're looking at a guy that last night received Jesus Christ as his personal healer, and I'm never going to be sick again. And that's what they did to me too. They laughed at me. But they ain't laughing no more. 25, 30 years later, I still ain't sick. Now then, do you think that if I received Jesus Christ as my personal healer and it worked for me, that it would work for you? You know, for all of you that get it, for those of you that get it, now I realize that some of you will get this. Now, I've been over it twice. Some of you will get it and some of you will not. Some of you will go away from here saying, if he received Jesus as his personal healer and it worked for him, I'm going to do it too. And so, then just like I tell many people, the day you receive Jesus as your personal healer, get ready for an attack of the enemy. I can guarantee you, the enemy, and guess who's going to send the enemy? God is going to send him. God's going to send him to put you to the test. That's the part we really miss. Do you think God will put you to the test? Yes, he sure will. He wants to find out what you're made out of. Did you really believe that you were healed when you confessed that? Did you really believe that? Yes, Lord, I believe it. Okay, so a week later, 2 weeks later, a month later, whatever, let's just say 6 months later, that you've also realized, told the Lord, that you've realized that you're dead to sin and you're living unto righteousness. Now, that's the goal of the church. We're to die to sin and live unto righteousness. Now, that's all over the New Testament. Most people, you ask them, if I were to ask you today, most of you that are Christians, do you believe you can go through the day without sinning? You know what most people would tell me? No, I don't believe I can go through the day without sinning. Well, all I got to say, you need to continue to renew your mind with the Word of God. Because God says in His Word, you're dead to sin. Sin can no longer be your master. You have control over sin. Do you know for a Christian to sin, we have to make a choice? We have to make a choice to sin. Well, I'm going to make the choice not to sin, aren't you? That's my goal, to make the choice. So when the enemy comes to me, he's going to be trying and testing me every way he can to make me sin. Because he knows that if I don't sin, he can't touch me. Now, I want to prove that verse to you, prove that to you in 1 John 5:18. 1 John 5:18, I want you to go with me, and I want you to look at 1 John 5:18. I want you to see what the Word of God says. 1 John 5:18. We know that those who have become part of God's family do not make a practice of sinning.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Declare Your Faith and Redemption from the Curse, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.